Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there. Todd, we're back. Another Scrum is Hard and Disruptive. It's been a little while. I think we're on number 4. For those of you that are new to the series, taking a look at an old white paper by Ken Schwaber called Scrum is Hard and Disruptive, looking at 15 different ideas he put forward back in 2006, checking those ideas out, seeing if they still make some sense. And of course, so far, so good, right?
Yeah, so far, so good. You know, Ryan, and for anybody that's watching, I don't know if you can see, I got a plant in my office now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, see that right there.
Now, I want the over-under for in the chat, how long, or in the comments, how long until the plant dies?
Yeah, or until Ray attacks it.
Or until Ray eats
Ray, it, my golden retriever.
Like and subscribe so you do not miss future updates on Todd's office plant. Be sure you catch future videos. Leave us a comment about that plant. It is lovely. And whether or not this series is helpful, let us know your questions and we'll try to get to them as we can. So Todd, the first part of number 4 from Ken's white paper: an enterprise can use Scrum as a tool to become the best product development and management organization in its market. What do you think?
Yeah, this is cool. An enterprise can use Scrum as a tool, right? Remember, it's a tool, and a good carpenter has many tools. I think I would start with that. Like a person that has a lot of tools in the toolbox, it's not going to be the only thing that you use to be the best product development and management organization in its market, but it is a tool, and it works really well in that regard. But there's other things you can do. You're not just going to say, hey, we're using Scrum, we're the best.
Right. Yeah, I think that's great first observation. It is a tool. The other thing I read about this is that it's a competitive advantage to use Scrum. It's not meant to be your next project management framework. It's not supposed to just act as the next way you do your work breakdown and execute work. This is supposed to make your organization the best in its market. It is supposed to help level you up. And I think that's really important. And it also leads into kind of the next part of the statement, because Scrum will highlight every deficiency and impediment that the enterprise has so the enterprise can fix them and change into such an organization. So really, Scrum as a competitive advantage is that it exposes your weaknesses or your deficiencies and impediments, and it gives you the opportunity as an organization to address them, correct them, eliminate them, whatever it is you need to do. If you choose not to do that, you don't get the main benefit of using Scrum, which is becoming one of the best, if not the best, development or product development and management organizations in your market.
Yeah, you remember when I was on that big kick when I was in the failure to adapt kick? Yep. This reminds me of that. Scrum will highlight every deficiency and impediment. Scrum is a problem pointer outer. And if you just say, hey, there's another problem, wave at it as it passes you by, you're not going to get the first part of this, what we're discussing here, being the best, right? So because it's a deficiency and impediment pointer outer, right, essentially is what Ken was saying here, it gives you the opportunity to adapt, to change, right, as an organization, as a team, and you need to do that. Sometimes change is easy, and sometimes change is quite difficult. So Scrum is a really good problem pointer outer, but you need to be willing to adapt, right? You need to be willing to change and fix those deficiencies and impediments.
Yeah, we have found that far too often when one of these issues come up, there's a reluctance to change, whether it's reorganizing a department because it's siloed into practices instead of optimized for delivery, whether it's a executive who's causing issues, whether it's lack of funding, whatever it is, this inability to adapt that Todd's been on, I think, for a number of years now. We both have. Like, the inability to adapt is probably the single greatest failure we see in organizations and in Scrum implementations. You know, the inability to say, this isn't working, we got to change. But Ken rightly pointed out in 2006 that, Scrum will highlight all of this, and this is the path to becoming the top organization in your market, mm-hmm. is eliminating the weaknesses and the issues and the deficiencies. And if you can't do that, Scrum is not going to help you. It's just going to tick you off, right? What is that quote that Kurt Bittner in our new book, in the EBM book that's coming out in December? It was, the truth will set you free, but first it will make you angry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's a beautiful statement for this type. This is the idea we're after. The truth of your organization, when you apply Scrum to it, will set you free. But first you're going to look at things and be really angry that these impediments and issues exist.
Yeah. I think it's a good summary for it. The truth will set you free. That's a great quote by Kurt. We were doing a podcast, I believe, and he came out with that.
He might have said it a little differently, but we're keeping it.
The gist of it is there.
So let us know what all of you think. We can't wait to see your comments. Be sure to like and subscribe so you do not miss the future episodes in this new series, Scrum is Hard and Disruptive. We're going to take a look at all 15 statements, so you don't want to miss that. Share your comments and ideas below. Check us out on socials. We're all over the place. Some videos are going to pop up as well. We think you're going to like them. Check them out. For Todd, I'm Ryan. Do not fail in the adaptation part of your work. Otherwise, why are you using Scrum in the first place? Let us know. Can't wait to hear your answers. Until then, we'll see you next time. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!